think your pet is your best friend.
Yeah, me too.
Well, this is a story about best friends, generosity, and trusting God. Carl had a beautiful golden retriever named Buddy, and he loved Buddy. Buddy and him were best of friends. And even though Carl couldn't get around like the other children, because he had bad legs and he had to use crutches, Buddy didn't mind, and Buddy was happy to play with him and go wherever he wanted to go. So a lot of times Buddy would walk beside Carl and keep him company, and then sometimes he'd play a game and he'd jet out there and run really fast in front of Carl, and he'd turn around and look at Carl. He kind of smiled, and then he'd run back and run around Carl and say, "I'm just playing. Aren't we having fun?" Do you have a pet that does that? Yes? Kind of? Yeah. Well, one day when Carl and Buddy were on their walk, a city official came by and told Carl that there were new rules in the city that all the dogs had to be registered and licensed. That's a mic. And that it was going to cost him $12.50 to get his dog registered and licensed. And Carl was so worried. He says, $12.50? I don't even have 50 cents. And the man from the animal control said, "Well, I'm sorry, but you have a week to get your dog registered and licensed. And if you don't, I will have to take him away to the dog pound." So Carl was so sad and he was so worried. Do you know what he did? He said, "What am I going to do? My parents don't have the money. I don't know how to make $12.50. And then all of a sudden he remembered. He remembered what he learned in Sabbath school class about praying to Jesus. How many of you pray to Jesus? Yes, he remembers that they taught him that if boys and girls pray to Jesus, he will hear their prayer and he will answer them. So he said, "That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray to Jesus, and I'm going to ask him if it's possible if he would make a way that I can keep Buddy." And so he prayed that prayer, and then he was very at peace because he was confident that Jesus would answer his prayer. Do you know that? Yes, that Jesus would answer his prayer. And so when he looked up, there was his other best friend, a human best friend, that is. And his name was Tommy. And Tommy was running up the road. He was skipping. He was happy, big smiles on his face. And Carl couldn't wait to see his best friend, Tommy. And he said, "Tommy, what are you so happy about?" And Tommy said, "Carl, I'm about to go look at this beautiful bike that I have been saving for and saving for and saving for. And I need to go see it one more time because I think I'll have enough money to buy that bike by next week." And oh, Carl was so happy for his friend. Even though he himself couldn't ride a bike, he was happy for his friend Tommy because he could imagine his friend Tommy riding his bike all over the place, and he wanted that for his friend. And as they were sitting down and talking and having a good time, old Buddy, his dog, came beside him, sat right beside him, and you know how dogs roll on their backs so you can rub their tummy? If they roll on their backs, so you can rub their tummy. They're both doing that, and Carl said, "You know, Tommy, I just found out that all dogs have to be registered and have a license on them, and it costs $12.50, and I don't have the money, my parents don't, I didn't know what to do." He said, "Do you know what I did?" What did he do? Do you remember what he did? Prayed. He prayed to Jesus. He told Carl, he told Tommy, "I pray to Jesus, and he will answer my prayer. I'm confident that he will, because he loves me." So So they continued to talk some more, and then Tommy said, "Well, I've got to go, Tommy. I've got to go look at that bike. I got to go see if I have enough money." So Tommy left, and Carl continued on playing with Buddy. And as Carl was walking to see his beautiful bike, he was almost there, and he thought about his dear friend Carl and remembered that Carl doesn't have much. And for him to lose his dear friend Buddy would be so devastating, so bad for him, that that just wouldn't be fair. And so when he got to the hardware store and was looking at the bike, again, Carl came to his mind about him losing his dear friend Buddy. And so he thought, "You know, I have a great idea. It would be so cool if I could be a part of answering Carl's prayer, if Jesus would let me help him answer Carl's prayer." And he was so excited about that idea that he ran back and he wanted to talk to Carl. But then he decided he had to make this a secret. So when he got to Carl, he said, "Carl, you know, you're so lucky to have your wonderful friend Buddy. I've never had a dog like Buddy, and I'm wondering, do you think I could have Buddy for the night, that he could come and play with me and just for the night?" And Carl was, oh, Tommy, you know, I don't know. Wouldn't your mother mind?" And he said, "Oh, no, my mom won't care." And then, well, Tommy, if you take Buddy, you have to take really good care of him, and you have to make sure he's safe, and you have to make sure you feed him good food, and you have to make sure he has lots of good water, and you promise that you'll bring him back straight away the next morning." And Tommy said, "Absolutely, Carl, don't worry. I will take good care of Buddy. I will do everything you've asked me to do." So off we go, and all through the night, of course, Carl is restless because he misses his best friend, Buddy. And he gets up early to go out on the porch and to watch the children play. And he's wondering, where is Buddy? He's looking and looking, and all of a sudden, there is Buddy running up to the house. He runs up on the porch, and he jumps on Carl, and he's licking him and kissing him. And Carl is hugging his Buddy. They're so happy to see each other. And then he's rubbing Buddy and just hugging him, and all of a sudden he goes, "Oh, what did he find?" As he's rubbing Buddy's neck, there's a collar on his neck. And he starts to look at the collar, and as he's looking, "Oh, there's a dog license on Buddy. Oh, my friend Tommy was so good to him, and he was so excited, he just shouted out, 'Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for answering my prayer. Thank you for giving me Buddy.'" And all the while, he was so excited and happy, his friend Tommy was hiding behind the tree there because he wanted to see his best friend be happy, and he wanted to see how his partnership with Jesus to help Carl get his prayer answered. It was so exciting for him that he was able to be a partner with Jesus in answering that prayer. How many of you have prayed to Jesus and he's answered your prayers? How many of you have had answered prayers? Have you answered the prayers for Jesus? Well, praise the Lord. Who would like to pray with me and ask Jesus something? Would you like to pray to Jesus? Okay, come up here. And you can just speak in that mic you like so much.
Dear Jesus, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for our dogs, and she will get another dog in a day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. So anybody else like to pray? Okay. All right. Well, thank you for coming up and sharing their story with me. I loved having you here. So now it's time for you all to pick up those baskets. Yes.
Yes.
And remember, help each